Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Business development and community development are one in the same in a place like the High Country. Many local businesses bake support of community events and local nonprofits right into their DNA. As 828 Real Estate celebrates their fifth anniversary this year, they also celebrate their continued community outreach. And this time around, they're taking their organizing to a whole new level. 828 Community Day, the subject of this week's Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. This podcast brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. We thank them both for their continued support in delivering this show to your podcast inbox of choice each and every week as we bring you news and information about the High Country and Northwest North Carolina. And it is a busy time for sure, getting ready for the holiday extended weekend, if you will. 4th of July coming up on Tuesday. So we prepare for all of the things that are going on. 4th of July parade, 4th of July fireworks in the town of Boone, all scheduled for Tuesday, July 4th. They're actually going to be on the 4th this year. The parade starts at 11 o'clock, runs right down the middle of King Street. You'll want to get in place early for that. They'll close off the street for a while. Lots of red, white, and blue pomp and circumstance, and a lot of fun to be had as well. Cake and lemonade on the Jones House lawn. Norman Rockwell could not paint a better picture of what the 4th of July is like in the Boone area. And then fireworks out at the Boone Greenway at Clawson Burnley Park on the night of the 4th. And this is just one of many celebrations that are to come. So check your local listings, if you will, to make sure that you've got the opportunity to attend an event up here in the High Country in either Boone, Blowing Rock, Banner Elk, Seven Devils, you name them. They've just about all got something going on. So an exciting time to be here and an exciting way to see how our community responds to opportunities like this. You know, just getting together, fellowship, you know, you take away a little bit of the hustle and bustle of the traditional busyness of summer here and get together to celebrate an event. There are businesses that try to take that spirit with them throughout the course of the year. This is a very philanthropic community. We've talked about that at length before. And businesses like to attach themselves to those nonprofit entities to show support, to maybe share mission, vision, values, those types of things, and also to raise awareness. So like we talked about last week on the program with Wendy Patapersty of Blue Ridge Conservancy, we were talking about the Roundup for the Middle Fork Greenway. That's a excellent showcase of how businesses get together, find a way to raise funds, whether rounding up purchases or some way of fundraising during the month of July to support the nonprofit Blue Ridge Conservancy and their efforts to create the Middle Fork Greenway between Boone and Blowing Rock. If you didn't listen to last week's show, you can hear plenty more details on all of that and more about the Middle Fork Greenway project if you go back in your Mind Your Business archives. But that's the spirit that we're talking about. Businesses that attack themselves to these events. So we bring you another example of that while we're talking about celebrations and maybe getting ready for the 4th of July. Coming up on the 8th of July, we have 828 Community Day here in the High Country. This will take place on the lawn of the Jones House in downtown Boone on July 8th from 12 o'clock to 3. And it is being hosted and organized by a local real estate agency that is using the opportunity of their fifth anniversary to celebrate other people. And that is 828 Real Estate in a nutshell. So we're going to hear from Sarah Long, the owner and broker in charge of 828 Real Estate, and Shalimar Blevins, who is the marketing director for the firm. And they're going to talk about how 828 Community Day came together, and really more so about how local businesses, and in particular their local business, has found a way each and every year to give back just a little bit more, make that a staff-led initiative. Their staff gets to vote on what they do every year. You know, we've talked a lot over the last few weeks about different ways that you can engage employees. It's part of not only doing well by your staff, but it's part of a retention strategy, right? People tend to want to stay around a place that they feel engaged with. And these are easy things that don't cost any money on the front end to say, hey, folks, if we're going to do something as a business, let's vote on something and let's find something to champion. That's exactly what 828 Real Estate has done each and every year of their existence. And I guess for the fifth anniversary, they just decided to let it all go. And they're hosting 828 Community Day coming up on July 8th. So we're going to hear a little bit more about that here in just a few moments. Before we head down that road officially, we do want to tell you about one chamber event that's coming, because I know that this is a difficult time for calendars and things like that in these holiday periods and people going on vacation. Just want to make sure this one is on your planner. July 13th, our next Business After Hours, a special location. First time the chamber's been up on the rooftop of the Life Store Bank building here in Boone in quite some time. And that is where we'll have this special Business After Hours coming up July 13th. That's a Thursday evening, 5 o'clock to 7 the time frame. Life Store Bank and Insurance and Skyline Skybest, the co-hosts of this event. And we're also bringing Blue Ridge Conservancy and the Middle Fork Greenway to the event as well, so you can hear more and participate in the roundup for the Middle Fork Greenway. So all of the details online at boonechamber.com. Make sure you get squared away with your RSVP for that. We expect a big crowd. This is going to be a fun one. Up on the rooftop of the Life Store Bank building, you can actually see the Greenway from up there. So it should be a lot of fun. So before you get out of town for the holiday weekend, or maybe when you get back, make sure you RSVP for that after hours. One other thing that you want to keep your eyes on before it gets too late into the month of July, when you get back to work on the 3rd or maybe after the 4th is over with, you want to check out the registration for the new cohort launching this fall of Watauga Leadership Development. This is our 2.0, our elevated class, if you will, of the Watauga Leadership Institute. This is a deep dive into some leadership principles and really focusing on how leaders, whether you're moving into a leadership position, maybe you own your own business, how you begin to think about your own core leadership principles and your mission and vision and values and all of the things that go into making you the leader that you are. That's what we talk about in Watauga Leadership Development. So we'll have a cohort launching this fall. It's the first time that we've done this in the fall for Watauga Leadership Development. We'll be starting that August 23rd with a retreat day over at Blue Ridge Energy. And then we will follow with two class periods a month from September through November. We'll get you done by Thanksgiving. And then we'll have our traditional Watauga Leadership Challenge and Development courses also in January of 2024. So if you can't get into this cohort, you got another opportunity right after the first of the year. I say all this to say we start registration for this next week, and we've only got about 10 seats left in the class. So you want to make sure you get registered quickly if you're interested, and you can do all of that beginning July 3rd at boonechamber.com. And one of those Watauga Leadership sponsors, always Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, a sponsor of this program right here. Mind Your Business comes to you each and every week thanks to our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. They provide professional commercial real estate services here in the Boone area, sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website, appalachiancre.com. You'll see many of the facilities that they manage if you come to the July 4th parade. They've either sold buildings like our old building down on King Street. We used to have a really good parade vantage point. That's one of the things we had to give up in the process of moving to our new place over here on Greenway Road. So, but James Milner has done a great job of managing a lot of properties down that way. And you will probably see the Milner Mobile in the parade on the 4th as well. Also, special thanks to Appalachian Regional Healthcare System for their sponsorship of the podcast. A reminder that the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower is now open at Watauga Medical Center, and we will be celebrating a grand opening there for that facility a little bit later this summer. They provide exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. New patient care tower designed specifically to improve patient flow, safety, privacy, all cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. The emergency department, imaging, diagnostics, surgery suites, all located within close proximity of one another to ensure time-saving and efficient care continuity. Hopefully you stay away from there during the 4th of July festivities, but hey, if you need them, they're right around the corner. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, proud to be your healthcare home in the High Country. All right, let's learn more about 828 Community Day as we speak with Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins on this installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we're talking 828 Community Day. More about this event in just a moment, but first we must set up who is hosting said event. And that, of course, is 828 Real Estate. And we are pleased to be joined on the program this week by Sarah Long, the owner and broker in charge of 828 Real Estate, and Shalimar Blevins, the marketing director of 828 Real Estate. They are putting on this grand event that has really become no surprise to us, because 828 Real Estate gets behind some really cool things from a community perspective, and this year, no different. So Sarah and Shalimar, thanks for being on the program. And Sarah, I'll start with you first. 828 Real Estate has been community-minded since you got this whole thing started 5 years ago. When you're starting a business, what made you think, hey, we need to do something a little bit more than just do business? We want to be a community-minded business. How did that get started in your overall business plan?
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, David. Appreciate it. We when I started out, kind of had the idea about 828 Real Estate. I kind of left a bigger company and wanted to start something where, you know, people come to this community because they love what it has to offer, the mountains and the rivers and the kind people that support each other and wave at each other when they're passing each other on a dirt road. And we wanted to be a part of that in a bigger way than just having a real estate business, helping our folks that come in part-time to really plug in the community, know how to support the community. And so we needed to be an example of that. And so that was, you know, from the beginning, something that I really wanted to make sure we did as a company.
Well, and over the years, you found these creative ways to attach your company branding or your company philosophy to community organizing events. I think one of the first places that I remember seeing this so vividly was your participation as an office during Boon Boo. You know, it was always one of the places to stop. It always seemed like the business that went above and beyond what was being asked of just handing out candy. It was an experience. But how did things like these or that lead you to more engagement and you know, constantly moving the needle from that perspective, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, starting with things like Boon Boo, I guess it doesn't hurt that I was a theater major, super into costumes. So that helps on the Halloween part and getting excited about that. And then really we started participating in the 4th of July parade and really wanting to be an active member of the downtown Boone community. We started with each year, first of all, we just like to celebrate as well. And so each year it's just been a blessing to be open and be doing what we're doing. And so the ability to celebrate every year on our anniversary, our business anniversary is big. So it kind of started out with a gathering at the office, and it sort of snowballed from there to involve clients and community members with that celebration every summer. And then this being the fifth business anniversary, we just felt like we wanted to do something a little bigger and involve more of our community. And we really have grown out of doing it in our office space downtown, which is why we're going to do it at the Jones House Community Center this year.
An 828 Community Day is the day being referenced, and that will be at the Jones House. We'll have plenty of details on that coming up here in just a moment as we visit with Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins of 828 Real Estate here this morning on Mind Your Business. Shalimar, I think for businesses out there that want this kind of opportunity to give something beyond just the business that they're in, I think one of the important details here has always been that as you all put these events together, it's very much staff-led. And staff driven. How much input do you all have as a team as to what the next thing is, and how has that encouraged the buy-in from employees to really kind of put their own stamp on these really interesting community events?
That's a really good question. So we have meetings often. We have people coming in and out of the office. We like to refer to ourselves as a family. And so we brainstorm and come up with ideas together. And we decided, you know, as we've been having these events, the community response has just been great. We've been bringing out our friends, our family, our clients, and it just keeps getting bigger. So that just gives us more energy to give back and be involved. And it's a beautiful thing. And so this year we all met as a group and decided and voted. There's so many great nonprofits around Watauga that we decided, you know, we're a downtown business. We should focus on downtown charities. So we took a vote and we narrowed it down to Farm Cafe, Safe Harbor, and Mountain True.
Excellent. And I would imagine too that as you're selecting these kinds of opportunities, there are great things like 828 Community Day that we'll talk about again more in depth in a moment. But I'm curious to know what kind of ideas have been left on the cutting room floor. I mean, I know Sarah doesn't rein in much, but she's got to rein it in some. So where have those discussions gone? Because I think sometimes businesses wonder how they can do things, but what were some of the ideas that you cashed in on and some that you thought maybe not quite yet?
I actually don't think that we left anything.
I don't either.
I think we decided we wanted to go big and bring it home as well.
How many bands can we fit on that stage?
Yeah, how many bands can we fit in? How many games can we have? How many community members, celebrities can we fit in the dunk booth at one time?
Right.
How do we make this unique and make it something that people will treasure and make good memories with? And
I think the only thing we really ever talked about that we aren't doing this year that maybe in years to come is involving more sponsors, like outside of, 828 is doing this and sponsoring this event. Ashmont is participating, and then you've got the different vendors that are going to contribute. But we had talked about in the coming years, if other downtown businesses want to contribute, it's just raising that much more money for our community and bringing our community that much closer.
Agreed. I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to call it 828 Community Festival, because 828 is all, most of the high country. It's not 828 Real Estate's Community Festival. We've set ourselves up to grow and add more of our community into this event.
All very well said, and hopefully inspirational for some other businesses out there that are looking and searching for ways that they can impact the community. This is a great blueprint to follow. So we'll take a break here. We'll have more with Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins of 828 Real Estate here in just a moment as we talk about 828 Community Day. That's 828 on the 8th. Of July. Get your pencils out. Got plenty of details to share with you when we come back from this timeout. You're listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone Area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins of 828 Real Estate, the fifth anniversary of this business. So they are partying large, offering 828 Community Day to our community this coming up on July 8th at the Jones House, square in the middle of downtown Boone. As we get into the schedule of events and some of the how this all came together, Sarah, I first of all want to kind of reiterate the location change here a little bit. So you've done things at your office before, but how did the Jones House come into this?
Well, I'm actually a member of the Downtown Boone Development Association board and kind of help try and participate in the kind of the decisions that are made in downtown Boone as I can. And one of the things we had talked about was just involving more of the community and in what they're doing at the Jones House as well. And I thought what an awesome place to gather and have music and have a festival and, bring the community in. It's going to be open, obviously, to the public, people in town visiting. The front lawn is just such a special place. I've spent a lot of time listening to bands on their front porch on Friday nights and knew we had the space in the front and the back and, access to bathrooms. And so that makes it, it is a community center. And so that's part of why we wanted to do this event there.
So July 8th is the date, 12 to 3 is the time. And again, this will be going on at the Jones House Lawn, 828 Community Day, the name of the event. Shalimar, Sarah, both of you, I guess you can take us through the schedule of events. What can people expect to enjoy? And I've heard you mention the phrase dunk booth at least three times now.
Well, we'll get to that at the end. We'll give you a little more details on who might be involved in that.
Each one of our agents has decided to participate and bring forth a creation, a game of their choice, along with some of the nonprofits that are benefiting from the event. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be Rubber Ducky Booth, The Bouncy House, some of those classic games that you see. Safe Harbor is going to be there. You can make your own stress ball. And let's see, what else do we got? We've got the beanbag toss.
Plinko.
And we've got the Plinko board for all of our nostalgic people from The Price is Right, which was a big hit at Boonerang this past weekend.
You can't beat Plinko at any stretch. I always thought that was a game that I would master until I like let that thing slide down for the first time. And it was like, no, there's more skill to it than you think. As you were mentioning earlier, too, a number of different vendors from the downtown community are coming out to help support this event. Who are some of those folks, and what do you have in terms of food and fun in that regard?
We've got the Cardinal Burger Wagon. Lost Province is going to be serving up some of their tasty drinks and beverages, along with Simple Water from Deep Gap. And then Poppy's Crafted Popsicles are also going to be there.
They'll be selling their items in the back parking lot and giving back a portion of their proceeds for the nonprofits. And then for the games and things that are on the front lawn, people will buy tickets, and the 100% of the ticket sales for those events go split between the three nonprofits.
Excellent information here about 828 Community Day from Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins joining us here on Mind Your Business. I know that every event up at the Jones House that brings in community, there's always music, there's always food, there's always just kind of fanfare along with that. This goes beyond that in that, as you mentioned in our first part of the program, you're focusing on downtown-related nonprofits. Can you talk a little bit more about that aspect of it and what led you to these businesses and how you're hoping that these funds can further impact their work?
Farm Cafe, you know, has touched everyone's hearts in the High Country, and food security is a big thing that we, even at 828, with our free little pantry that we have in front of our office, we think food security for the members of our community in need is very important. So they were at the top of our list. Next was Mountain True, and, you know, preserving our beautiful environment and in our surrounding areas and our mountains, our waters. And then with Safe Harbor, we want to make sure that families are safe. They help women from domestic violence situations and help children also, which is another great thing. Common Good from downtown is also going to be sponsoring 5 families to join our event. They're going to be able to get free tickets and a meal from the Burger Wagon.
Wonderful. Well, again, this sounds like a tremendous amount of fun. The date, July 8th from 12 o'clock to 3 on the lawn of the Jones House. It's 828 Community Day. You can find out more information by visiting the special Facebook page associated with this. And I would imagine that 828 Real Estate's social media channels will be sharing this out as well. Anywhere else that people can get details about this or anything else you'd like to share about the event overall?
I think if folks, you know, are not following us on social media, they should. We have lots of fun content, but if they do want to get some more information about this event, as well as our newsletters, I'd say I wanted to mention for sure that we'll have 2 local artists playing music for us on July the 8th. Frankie Nelson Band, as well as Aaron Banks, are going to volunteer their time to get up there and serenade the crowd. And then Ashmont Title is sponsoring the dunk booth. And we're going to have some special guests in the dunk booth. We're going to tell you about a couple of them, and then the rest you might just have to come out and see for yourself. But we are going to have the mayor of Boone has agreed to get dunked for a good cause, as well as a couple at-state football players are going to show up. And I have a feeling that they might be throwing at each other, trying to dunk each other.
That's fantastic. Well, and I know that there are no shortage of people that would like to line up to dunk Tim Futrell and that. I don't know. The chamber may even buy some tickets and just let some people just go and do that too. I don't know. We might have to look into that. So, again, more details available online. Sarah Long and Shalimar Blevins joining us here on Mind Your Business, talking about 828 Community Day coming up on July 8th. Again, the time 12 to 3 at the Jones House in downtown Boone. My last question for both of you here is, as you think about 5 years in business, Sarah, and the ways that you have taken the approach of connecting your business to the community, for those that, again, are trying to do some of that themselves, what do you feel like that the best benefit of that has been, you know, for staff camaraderie, for business growth. You've been so intentional with it and it seems to serve you well. What would be your advice to those that might be trying to do the same and trying to get similar results, like you've been able to over the last 5 years?
Well, I think just like anything, you know, it's a growth process and, you know, starting with something small, you don't have to always just give of your treasure. You give of your time and your talent. There's lots of ways to give back, even if you're not, your business isn't in a position to do financial things at the beginning. But, you know, we started out just volunteering our time. And then as we were able to kind of do time and treasure. And then as we've had different members of our team join us that have talent, you know, both of our musicians are either one is an agent, Frankie Lancaster, and the other is a wife of one of our agents who are pouring their talent into this to participate. So, you know, you just kind of, you got to start somewhere and start with something that speaks to you and is important in your life. You know, having input from the agents in the office has been awesome as well to see what matters to them and making sure that we're pouring back into our community.
Very well said. Well, I wish you both the best of luck with this event. We certainly will be passing along details to chamber members and other folks in the community, visitors as well. Make your way over to the Jones House on July 8th for 828 Community Day. Thanks for both of you for putting this together, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, David.
All right. That will do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are back same time, same place next week right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.